Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're doing that with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. We're talking about the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism. Now it's 46th year that Bill Dunkelberg's been the purveyor of it. Started right out of elementary school. He's the chief economist over at the NFIB. And has been hanging out with us. We're celebrating his 19th year with us this week. Hey, Bill, interest rates make Wall Street jittery. Just the even mention of a possible quarter point increase, where out here on Main Street, it's a non-event.
That's right. It doesn't really matter. Mm-mm. I talked to a bunch of about 75 of our small business friends in Des Moines a week or two ago, and I asked them, I said, you know, how many of you would abandon, you know, investment projects if their interest rates went up a quarter point? And nobody, you know, raised their hand and said, well, how many of you would rush out and initiate a new one that you hadn't put on the books and hadn't planned on if rates were down a quarter point and nobody raised their hand?
That's right.
The point is, it doesn't matter. Now, a quarter point will make them go to another bank than my bank in terms of lending. That's great. So in mm-hmm. terms of the competition out there, a quarter point will move a loan from one place to another, you know, and that's good because they, you know, small business owners shop around when they go for their credit.
Yeah.
That's good. But, you know, in the big picture, a quarter point is like nothing.
Right. That's exactly right. And I wish we
could get on Wall Street.
I wish we could get Wall Street to be a little more stable about that. Hey, Bill, there's another thing in your most recent commentary of the index that you talk about. You call it rising asset prices do not increase the amount of real output available to be purchased. Explain how that works. I've never seen this explained like this before. And why does it matter?
Sure. Sure. Well, of course, we all know that the Fed drove interest rates down as close to zero as they could get them, right?
Yep.
Now, when
mm-hmm.
money is really cheap, then the businesses with a given cash flow look more and more valuable all the time because you can buy that. In a sense, you can borrow money at a really low price and then buy that cash flow. So the value of the asset all looks better because you can finance it much more cheaply. Or from the viewpoint of, you know, interest rates are low, you put your money in stocks rather than bonds. So the Fed, you know, admits that the huge surge we've had in asset prices, record high levels in the stock
mm-hmm.
market, you know, are primarily due to the fact that they cut interest rates so
That's
dramatically.
Right.
Right, but that didn't really change the businesses per se at all. So if you think about that, the Fed says we're worth $110 trillion. That's after we subtract off all of our debts and leases and everything,
mm-hmm.
about $14 trillion. That's what we owe. And if you look at what do you do with liquid assets? You know, what's your net worth? Well, it's a store of purchasing power. You can sell your Apple stock and buy a VW or a Mercedes, depending on how much stock you've got. And so you can use that to get stuff. So I looked at it this way. I said, well, if our net worth is going up and we're so wealthy, then we ought to be able to buy more stuff
mm-hmm.
because that's really the only thing that matters. And so I looked at the ratio of our total $110 trillion in net worth to GDP, which is our total measure of stuff produced each year, and found that for decades, back in the 70s and so on, we had about $3.50 in net worth for every dollar of GDP, of dollar of
mm-hmm.
stuff. Well, that number has risen up to about 6 now.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. And it all started back around the dot-com. It all started going up. So
and that's inflation. That's inflationary, isn't it?
Exactly. The inflation didn't happen in goods. It happened in financial assets. So you've got this $110 trillion
right.
alleged net worth. But if you tried to buy stuff can't, right. You couldn't get
you're, them. Well, what you're saying is your dollar's worth only about half as what it was before.
Exactly. In terms of just converting
and
it
so
into
this, and this is why that. This is why spending power of the average American isn't going up, and why wages are having a hard time going up too, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it certainly doesn't help any, does it?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Bill, thank you for being here. Yep. Thanks for that that explanation. Folks, we always get smarter when Bill joins us, and we appreciate it very much. Hey, Bill, thanks for 19 great years. Come back soon.
I will indeed.
We'll see you next month. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, chief economist for the NFIB, NFIB.com, also small biz, smallbus.org. That's Bill's website where you can find him and also and his writings, by the way, his outstanding columns. And, of course, you know where to find me. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.